Imagine someone hands you a bonus, a few hundred extra dollars. How would you spend the money? That's a question facing Wisconsin school districts. Governor Walker has proposed increasing state aid to schools this year. So WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello visited one local district to ask staff and students where they would direct the extra money.
Here's what started the conversation.
To help improve student success, we're investing more money into education than ever before in the history of Wisconsin.
Governor Scott Walker has famously cut spending for public schools for most of his tenure. But this year, he's proposing an increase. If lawmakers pass Walker's budget as written, districts could receive as much as $200 additional dollars per student in each of the next 2 years. Administrators in Brown Deer can barely contain their excitement.
Awesome.
We are ecstatic about it because we just need a little bit more to do what we want to do.
So what would Superintendent Deb Kerr want to do with potentially $300,000 more dollars in her budget? She's been visiting each district building to collect ideas.
We put all of the things that we feel we need on a list, and we call it the wish list. 2 weeks ago when we had our meeting, there was over $1.2 million worth of wishes.
The higher-ups, principals and administrators, tend to request big-ticket items, things that can be used throughout their buildings. One example, more interventionists, the staff members who roam between classrooms to work with students struggling academically. As for teachers, they look around their classrooms to see what's needed. The walls in Dave Lucre's classroom at Brown Deer Elementary are plastered with cheesy inspirational posters. Cheesy. His word, not mine.
You know, believe in yourself. If you want to be a friend, be a friend. Just little positive type messages that they'll look at and maybe just get more of a positive vibe in the class.
Does Lucre want more inspirational items? No. He says what would be nice is more technology.
I like to have like a smart board in here, but because of our budget constraints, the focus is to give the math teachers more of the priority to get a smart board. So I'd like to do that.
When I talk to Brown Deer students, their wish list tends to be driven by things they touch.
My name is Joe, and we could use the money for textbooks.
Do you have textbooks in any of your classes or some of your classes right now?
Yeah, but they not like brand new. It's old information. We need an update.
I'm Justin Greenlee. I spend it on desks because like some of our desks is uncomfortable. The chair is like connected to the desk and like you can't really move around a lot. It's sometimes hard to learn when like you're not comfortable.
What's your name?
Devion. I spend the money on like better bathrooms and like locker rooms. We have good locker rooms, but like we need like more space up in them.
While it might be nice to dream, Brown Deer administrators say they won't be able to tackle anybody's wish list until they see the state's final budget. And for some districts, the wait might be even longer and involve one more step. They might have to convince their teachers to pay more of their insurance costs. Governor Walker says schools would only get new money for their students if the employees pay 12% of the cost of their health care plans. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.